Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
And today we're going to talk about from vanilla to kink.
Vanilla to chocolate.
It's one of those four or five different things. So I think our new format is Kelly's going to ask the questions, and we are both going to answer them, and maybe we're both going to learn something new about each other. It's exciting stuff.
Yeah, we did also record this. It somehow deleted itself, so we're re-recording it.
Shout out to Anchor. That was kind of, like, very, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not motivating, but the opposite.
Demotivating?
Yeah, sure, we'll use that word. It was very demotivating, which does not sound like the right word.
Yeah.
To have that deleted just randomly as we're listening back before we published our first attempt at this episode.
Yeah, but we're going to make a second attempt. It's going to be better. And Adam is going to not use the word like and all the time.
Like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
First question.
Okay,
What do you prefer? Vanilla or kink? Which, let me preface this by saying, if some people don't know what vanilla sex is, it's conventional sex or sexual behavior that is within the range of normality for a culture. Like, for the U.S., we don't use toys. Like, traditional vanilla sex is just two people going at it.
No very extra, missionary.
Yeah, very, very simple, simplistic,
very missionary, maybe
basic.
Some doggy in there.
You know, and kinky sex is any sexual practice that does not fall within normal convention. So just adding stuff makes it kinky. Just like, trying something new.
Such as me adding a vibrator to her while I'm eating her out, or, you know, maybe doing other things, hitting it from behind.
Yeah.
Hitting it, not slapping. Sorry. Anyway.
Okay, first question. What do you prefer? Vanilla or kink?
I think since we've had a lot of new finds in our kink in the last month or so, whether that be, you know, the massages, the oily massages, the... we finally figured out how to do anal together on both of each other. You know, I like that. That's so because of that, and also us finding that we like to be slapped, I feel like those are both very good turn-ons for us. I mean, you slapped me one time last week, and we both came at the same time, like, almost instantly. So that was fun. But I don't know. I think it's just a fair mixture, because right now we're finding a lot of new kinks.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it a lot more exciting, I guess, potentially. So it's a fair bit of both right now.
Yeah, I understand.
Your answer?
My answer is, I guess, the same as yours. Like, it's good to have a balance between them. Like, you kind of, I don't know, you kind of want to share in both worlds. I don't prefer one over the other, obviously. But I feel like when we find a kink, you just want to do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not down with that at all.
Well, I think part of the problem is, like, when we find a new kink, I want to work out the kinks in the hose to make sure that we like it.
Yeah.
That was a good pun. Thank you. Score one for me.
I just hate it when you, like, you want to do it all the time. You want to dirty talk all the time. Like, sometimes I don't want to hear anything.
Well, we've talked about this.
Yeah, but you still do it. You still do the same thing.
Well,
you make me say things that sometimes I don't want to say, and I just try not to say it, and you still make me.
Okay, well, then tell me no.
Then you're going to get butt hurt.
I'm not going to get butt hurt.
Okay. Vanilla sex is the default until I say otherwise, then.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Good.
Look at this. We're learning, people.
That kind of leads to the second question. Would you be bored with vanilla sex all the time? No. I love sex. Like, if that's all we had, that's perfectly fine. But I'm glad that we're in the modern age, and there's toys and different outfits that we can wear. I can wear.
Yeah, because I can't really wear those.
And the internet. Thank God for the internet, or I wouldn't know anything about this stuff.
I feel like most of the time you come, it's because of porn.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Would you be bored with vanilla sex all the time?
No, I mean, I've told you this many times. You're the best I've ever had, and I'm not kissing ass. I'm not lying to you. It's straight up the way that it is. And because of that, I know for a fact I wouldn't be bored because it's always just amazing with you. So.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. What's the most pleasurable thing we do in the bedroom?
You go. I'm going to have to think about this one.
Well, I feel like the most pleasurable thing that we do right now, currently, is that you've incorporated a vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
And that has made it a lot more pleasurable for me. Because I come differently when using a vibrator versus you.
Mm-hmm. How so? How would you describe it?
Well, obviously, the human penis is not a vibrator. So, I feel like I come way harder. And it's, like, almost too much to handle with a vibrator.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can definitely tell the difference, I think, now that I'm looking back.
Yeah, so it's definitely, like, a little bit higher on my scale. But emotionally, I like it when I'm with you and you can make me come. So, yeah.
It's funny because when I don't get you to come, and I ask you, did you come after I finish? And she's like, no. And I get pissed off, and I want to go again.
Like, you always ask.
No. It's not like I'm pissed off at you. I'm upset that I didn't get you to. I want you to.
I know, but that's.
And so then I try to go again.
That shouldn't be the goal all the time. Like, it should just, like, us both, like, enjoy it, and that you don't. Every time you ask me, it feels like you ruin it. Mm. Like, did you come? Like, I know you're, like, if I answer no, I know you're going to be upset. So sometimes, not often, as much as I used to, I do kind of lie just to make you feel a little better.
No más. No necesito, okay. Mi amor.
Well, then don't ask me.
Okay.
Don't ask me anymore. Okay. Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell.
All right.
And if you do, I will tell you. Because every time we have sex, did you? No. Did you? Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's a bit demoralizing. That's the word I was looking for earlier. Yeah. Not demotivating, but demoralizing. I think for me, the most pleasurable thing is hard to choose from, no pun intended, because your blowjob skills are... I don't know how to describe them other than sometimes they are way too much to handle. You know, you have me sometimes where I can't even fathom what's going on. It's like my sensories are just on overload, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love it when you ride me. It's, oh, so good.
Yeah, so I guess you like basic vanilla things.
Well, I do like some kink, you know that.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's like you slapping me or me slapping you or, you know, I can't think of, it's on the tip of my tongue. I like it sometimes when, for example, when we were doing doggy style,
mm-hmm.
and I start to put it in you and you are so turned on that you start doing it,
mm-hmm.
basically. So I don't have to, it's like you're humping it instead mm-hmm. of me humping you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge turn on, knowing that I turned you on that much, because it doesn't happen that often when we do doggy style and stuff like that, where you're just so turned on, where you're like, fucking give me that cock, and you just go to town on it. I love it. Like, I do.
Okay. Which leads to, what fantasies have you had, want to do?
Well, we've kind of been talking about this for a little bit. Swinging, and I'll let you discuss your later, but, you know, I think swinging, I think... you know, we've incorporated a strap-on several times, and so that's always nice. Especially this last time, because it was so good. We finally figured it out on both ends. No pun intended. On both people. So that it's more pleasurable. And it was just really nice. So that's... Swinging is... Well, you going down on a girl while I'm fucking you from behind. That'd be mucho hot. And I'd love to see you suck another guy's cock while you're down on your knees. But that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know all those.
Yeah. So. Okay. My fantasies, I feel like, aren't as overt as yours. I would like to have sex outside near, like, a public place, but not in public,
mm-hmm.
if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Swinging is not one of my fantasies. It's something, it's more something that Adam wants to do. And I'm willing to do it. That's totally fine. But I feel like it's, we're not at that level in our relationship yet.
I agree.
That is years away.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely something that we both need to discuss more, and boundaries, things like that.
Yep.
As we grow in our relationship, what we're comfortable with, but we're in our baby stage of our relationship. Like, it's brand spanking new, so.
I wouldn't say brand spanking new, it's, but in terms of kink.
In terms, I guess in terms, I'm thinking, like, in terms of years. Like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. In terms of years, yeah, we're still almost two, going on almost 2 years. So, it's definitely, do you want to tell them about the.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
The one that you told me about the other day.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Should I say it?
Yeah.
You and older guys.
Yeah.
Say it.
Oh. I used to date older guys. And I don't know. Like, it's just like a thought in my head that I voiced to you. Because I felt guilty about it. Oh. Like, I was having thoughts of, like, being with older men, like I used to before I met Adam. I used to date guys in their 30s, 40s, even 50s, and I just missed being with them in their level of maturity, because I feel like we clicked a little bit more, like we were able to discuss real issues. They were very understanding because they were a little bit older, and they've already, like, went through their 20s, 30s, etc. And they kind of knew what they wanted. And that's what the part I loved most about them was they knew what they wanted in their career and, I guess, in their sex life. So it was just very straightforward. They were very, like, open and honest with you. And that's the part I liked.
And I'm very open and honest with you.
I know, but it's different. Out of you are my age, and you're always trying to be funny,
mm-hmm.
and you're just getting started in your career, and it's just, like, I had to teach you how to be financially responsible when I didn't, like, the older person, or the people I used to date, they were already financially stable, they were a good place in their careers, and they were just looking to focus on their romantic relationships. And with you, it's just, we're kind of going at it at the same time. Like, I don't have anyone that's helping me. We're kind of both helping each other, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine, but I just kind of miss that stability that older men had. Yeah.
Next.
What is your new favorite kink that we have discovered?
What's yours?
Mine is, what's a good one? Probably a vibrator.
Knew it.
Yeah. It just feels so good.
I don't know. I feel like the massage one.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot. I changed my mind. It's the massage.
Really?
One. Yeah.
Get out there right now. no, that was fun. I feel like we really, maybe not necessarily connected over that, but we definitely did. But yeah. it was, you said it felt so sensual.
Yeah.
And when I was rubbing my entire body, like, on you, and my cock, Pepe is what we've nicknamed my cock. When Pepe was rubbing up against Brenda, which is what we've nicknamed her beautiful vagina. When Pepe was rubbing up against Brenda, it was very, very nice. I probably could have come just from that.
Yeah, it's because we used coconut oil, and, like, it started out as, like, a back massage, and it slowly morphed into, like, a full body massage, mm-hmm. and it was just so sensual and, like, relaxing, and, like, it made me feel comfortable, which is I feel like a huge thing in our relationship that I need to feel like comfortable in my own body. And it was just great. Like, everything after that just made it a whole lot better. Like, for example, Adam said he was rubbing his whole body against me, and that was just cherry on top.
So I'm the cherry? Because I was on top. Let's see, my new favorite kink. I think that's probably up there. I think that, I don't know, I guess maybe me being the dom a little bit, you know, whether it's a slapping or whatever, or you slapping me. I think because, I don't know, I think there's a part of submission that whether I give to you or you give to me, I feel like that kind of, I don't know how to describe it. I think that those, as well as the massage. I think massage probably be number one, slapping number two.
Okay. All right, last question. What is the most kinky or hardcore thing you want to do in the future?
Well, we kind of answered that one a little bit with my fantasy.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, swinging and watching you go down on another girl while I fuck you from behind, or mm-hmm. watching you suck another guy's cock. But, you know, I'm very much open to do, you know, the one outside with you. I think that would be hot.
Yeah.
Definitely do. Yeah. You?
Me? I feel like the most kinky / hardcore thing would be building a room devoted to our sexual pleasure.
Now, there's one I didn't see coming, Miss 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
I would be down for that. We'd have to keep our future kids out of it. And
yeah,
our,
so kind of like fur a babies. Yeah. Hideaway place built
one of those,
in our house.
Yes, one of those where you pull the book on the shelf. Yes, that would be awesome. Where'd Mom and Dad go? Oh, we're right here. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, right now, I feel like that we... I don't know that we would have enough. I think that we could definitely use a tarp or something of some sort, mm-hmm. because sometimes when you squirt, you don't want to because you're afraid of, like, shit, now I have to change the sheets, now I have to change the blanket. Oh my God, it just got on our mattress.
Yeah.
You know, so I do feel like we should at least go get something like that and mm-hmm. incorporate that into our playroom. You know, and we do have an entire spare bedroom that we could utilize at some times.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You done?
I'm done.
Feeling pretty good about this episode?
Yeah.
Now let's hope it saves. Shout out to Anchor. We can't talk. They give us free free hosting, free distribution. We're not sponsored by them, but that's something that they do for everybody. You guys can get on the Anchor app and leave us a voicemail that we can plug into our shows through questions. So if you guys want to give us a shout, we will include your questions in our next podcast if you have any. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TNR Podcast, plural, TNR Podcasts. I can't pronounce the S after that. Anyway. And then you can also email us, which we'll link that down below. So I'm Adam.
I'm Kelly.
The sexy woman. So, and that does it for this week's episode.